Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
What's up?
Nothing. How are you?
Mr. McFunkelnuts, how are you?
McFunkelnuts?
No, that's what I call you. I was going to call you what I called you.
Downstairs?
Yeah, but I didn't want to make...
Snow cones
don't work so quick, yeah.
Yeah, I have to reach in there. Hey, look at Snow cones. Something's different. Did you lose weight? Haircut.
Looks good.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Does look good. Where'd you go? The Tupac guy again?
Nope. Good old Great Clips down the street.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Yep.
Oh, it looks good.
Thanks. You did a fine job.
Appreciate it.
Why do you seem unhappy about it?
Nothing. No, that's fine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, I think you look good.
Thanks.
Well, is that one of the shirts I bought you?
Yeah.
They look good on you. You should wear them more often.
Appreciate it.
They look good on you.
You guys being nice today.
Yeah.
You do look good. Well, that's what I wondered. Is it the shirt?
A little sun on those legs. A little sun on those legs.
He's self-conscious about that.
Well, I mean, you just buy the... I'm going to bring in some self-tan and put it on your legs.
That's what he told me.
I told him the other day, and he's like, you're just making me more self-conscious.
Man, put some suntan on those legs.
It's too hot, man. I got to wear shorts.
I know, so put a little sun on those legs. That's it.
Yeah.
Honestly, like a whitefish
out here.
I'll go over to Target and grab some for you. Just because I think the wipes would be good. You don't want to get it on your knees too much because then you can end up looking like the kid in high school.
Shorts are probably covered there. Just go right underneath your knees and put a little sun on there.
Okay. Yeah, how short are your shorts? Let me see. Do they come above your knees?
Yeah, a little bit.
Just a little bit. Yeah,
you don't have to do your knees.
Just do a little bit above your knees there and you'll be safe for when you sit down.
All right.
Yeah, it's not a big deal. Everybody's doing it.
Yeah, all the kids are doing
it. I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
Well, you seemed upset when I brought it up the other day.
No, I'm fine with putting them on.
I need to go get that full body tan, son. My tan's running off.
What about your friend? She still do that?
Oh, maybe.
I think she still does that.
Well, is she portable?
Does Dolphin Shorts do that?
She said she did. She said
some companies are portable. Like, they bring the stuff to you.
Man,
she went and bought, like, a... tanning like a whole thing.
She offered to do it. She's like, if you guys want to be tanned, by.
Yeah,
I didn't know if she still did that. I can, if you want portable, I can do it. I've got the spray.
I'm good.
I can spray it on you as long as you're okay with me seeing your butt and your back and all that stuff.
I don't get my butt tanned.
Oh, you don't?
I wear my underwear into the spray tan thing.
Okay, just everything except
I just kind of pull it up a little bit and then.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
It's like makeup for the body, man.
Absolutely. You look better.
You feel better about yourself. You'd be like, oh, look at that, a little sun.
Yeah, especially if you're, as a kid who grew up with bad skin, like nothing helped more than
a little sun. Spray tan.
A little sun. And in the winter, that's when you're really going to need it. Well, Sunken, you look good. Haircut, shoes, shirt, the whole deal.
Did you ever go through that bag of shoes I got you?
Yeah, I did.
And did you find any
a lot of good ones, yeah.
Good. Was there a lot of bad ones in there, too, or no?
There were some that were just, like, single shoes. Like,
sorry.
And there were some that were, like,
I probably have the other ones.
I could see
that.
I put some seven and a halfs in there.
Yeah.
And some of them, like, some of those were Jordans.
Yeah.
And I thought, I don't know what size Bomb Pop is, but keep them. You can grow into them. Some of them are brand new.
That's for sure, yeah.
Yeah, he is, tall already.
Yeah, like, in a couple years, he'll be like, Dad, can I have Jordans? You'll be like, yeah, here's a brand new pair.
Here's some vintage ones, yeah.
I feel like buying shoes for little kids would be one of the more annoying things if they want name, like especially when they're that little. I remember my mom complained about it all the time because
they go through them pretty
it's like
quick.
A month. Well, you tear them up, and then also you just grow so fast that it's just constantly needing new stuff. I just remember my mom saying you have to make your shoes last longer than a month, and I didn't really have a concept of what a month was, but I was like, I don't know, is that bad? Is that Is that good? And my mom was always really big on you couldn't buy cheap shoes.
Yeah, I hate cheap shoes.
My dad loved two things. I wasn't one of them. I'm just kidding. But he loved two things, cheap watches and cheap shoes.
Oh, yeah.
And my mom and him fought about it all the time. And every time he'd go to Walmart, he wanted to get, like, you know, some new shoe that they just put out there. I'm not talking like Velcro, but it was like a knockoff meant to look like something else. And she'd say,
my dad was like
plastic.
That. My dad would wear, like, when he worked, he would wear, like, really expensive dress shoes.
Okay.
And if I ever had to go anywhere and I took a pair, I'd be like, God damn it, those shoes, you know, at the time, are $200.
Yeah.
You know. But then on the weekend, I'd be like, what is that?
Yeah.
And he's like, I got them at Kmart for $6. I'm like, well, get the $100 dress shoes
right,
and bump up and just get some New Balances or something, bro.
Yeah, my dad
wouldn't
do it.
What are you doing?
He wouldn't do it. It was like...
Also, my dad retired at a young age. I'm going to work until I die, so...
Well, hey, my dad didn't retire,
but I do got a pair of Jordan 4, so whatever, I guess.
You know... You take the good with the bad.
Mm-hmm.
And plus, Lazlo's the one who has talked about this. Your dad is the one who said, it's your choice. When do you want to retire? I just was reading about retirees this morning. They were talking about, you know, whether or not their younger versions of themselves would be happy with how they're living their retirement. Almost all of them said no. It was like 75, 80% were like, no, younger me would not be happy with how I'm spending my retirement. But also, a lot of them said, I think it was the majority of them said, I regret working so hard when I was younger. Because they were basically making it sound like it hasn't really paid off all that much.
Right.
And some of them were saying exactly what you've talked about. I would have been able to enjoy my life more then when
I
was young.
That's what my dad said. When I got out of the Navy, he's like, what are you going to do? I'm like, I'm going to bartend at the beach. I don't know. Hang out. And he's like, okay, just remember, you can retire from your 20s to 30s, or you can retire in your 60s, but you can't do both.
Yep.
Go either, you know, get on it and start putting money away in your 401k or just, you know, whatever. Enjoy your life for about 10, 12 years, but then just know
that's
you're going to work till you drop.
That's it.
Okay, well, good. So I just have to remember those 20s fondly.
Of course.
You know what I mean? He didn't really say that. Like, well, when you get older, you're going to be like, damn.
No matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. If you tell a 20-year-old me, which you did, well, here's your choice. My dad always said you can retire now. A 20-year-old... At least a lot of 20-year-olds, I know I was one of them, is going to say, oh, I'll retire now, every time.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, well, that sounds better then. You're telling me that I shouldn't be depressed about the fact that I'm not working my way up the corporate ladder fast enough or have enough technical training or whatever it is that I need to be successful in life? You say, no, just go smoke cigarettes and stay out.
Yeah,
you don't have a lot of money. You say you won't have money to spend in your 20s.
Oh, yeah, it'll be a different type
energy.
Of retirement. Yeah,
you'll have energy, you know,
you'll come up with money. You'll be more, figure out a way to go get 12 beers.
Yes.
You'll figure it out.
Yeah.
You know?
You're just not going to be, you know, buying any boats in your 20s. It's
a
different kind of retirement.
You'll figure out a way to get to
the lake. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Somebody's already got one. Somebody's dad waited until he was 70 to retire. What a sucker.
The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9 The Rock.
Are you excited?
Football?
Well, there's football.
Man, I'm excited.
I
had a great weekend watching college football over the weekend. You know, that's just, they give you a little appetizer. Week zero.
It lets you know.
And
you
already had like a great upset. It was fun to watch.
Yeah, I shouldn't have said I was a fan.
Well, they still got a chance. It's a 12-team playoff now, baby.
Well, you got
one loss doesn't lose for you. What doesn't lose it for you?
You got me that podcast, so I'm just going to follow MU now. That's it.
There you go.
Just follow them.
They'll talk about it. You'll know everything about it. It'll be great.
But I figured you'd be excited because the Royals.
God damn, man.
I mean, you said it yesterday.
Unreal.
Your son. By the way, my buddy. I told him. I said, I don't know if you saw that. You know, the Royals won and they're tied for first. And he responded and said, "Well." I guess Leslie's kid knew what he was talking about.
Yeah.
Because I had told him months and months ago, I was like, I don't know, Leslie's son knows a lot about this. He says Royals are going to be good this year. This was before the season had started.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, I find that hard to believe. I was like, I'm telling you, he knows a lot about baseball. He's like an almanac. So that was his response to me. So I didn't even have to remind him.
Yep, there you go. He did call it.
Yeah, he did.
He said they'd be a playoff team.
That is exciting.
Yeah.
Look, I mean, the Chiefs being great. Real, real, real exciting. It's been amazing.
Well, we could have two.
If we could have both,
that
would be nice.
Royals got to do is move to Kansas.
That's right. Well, they could be close.
I'm hoping.
Could be close. I saw some story today about what now that they rejected it. I didn't read it, so I don't know.
The mayor, Q, say that they were going to play in Kansas City. Though, okay. But, you know, who knows? I think that's all up
Does
for
him. Does he get to figure that out? Because it seems
he's
the
part of it, but I think...
executor seems like he...
I think it's all in the negotiations now, but...
Yeah. Well, all of that's very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
I actually was asking if you were excited because it's... you know,
that's what they were talking about. By the way, our Twitch, if you want to watch twitch.tv/Church of Lazo, Metal Guacamole says they should move to that site next to Union Station. That was, there was pictures rendered recently of a new stadium there. The only thing I have to say, and look, I am no way an authority and no way know what it takes to build these things and not. What I do know is that we tried to put a Buzz Under the Stars there in that exact area. And it wouldn't work because of structures that were already there, parking, like stuff that you were complaining about. Now, maybe the Royals come in and like, hey, we're going to knock down all this stuff, that right? So I don't want
to. I need to see your rendering because there's also train tracks right there.
There's a lot of things that happen in like.
The trains.
Right. Like the train is there. So I haven't seen those pictures. I'd have to see that to see where they're talking about.
But there were a lot of problems. You were there with me, remember?
Yeah. And I know that downtown baseball, they've said, well, look, part of it is that, you know, you don't get all the parking that you get in suburban
baseball. I'm fine with
that. I'm fine with that. And if they
it was just one of the things about putting on a show for 20,000 people was really problematic there. Now, that doesn't mean that, look, I don't have the juice that the Royals do to fix all that.
Yeah, they can figure something out.
And the city wasn't like, well, we'll come and fix it for you so you can do Buzz Beach Ball here. They were just like, we'd love to do it.
Yeah.
Where would you put it? And then we went down there and we were like, okay, logistically doesn't work.
I'm guessing it would be like a little bit west. Someone will have to send me a picture of that. I'm curious. But no, Leslie, I ask if you're excited because I've got a peony sniffing story for you.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, one of our favorites. It's been a while, hasn't it?
Man.
Peony sniffing and OnlyFans too. So
both in the same story?
Yeah, it's a twofer.
All right.
Yeah, they really get paid for this.
You believe this shit?
The Church of Laszlo.
Amen, brother.
98.9 The Rock.
So, here you go. A little story. Gather around the campfire here.
Mm-hmm.
A woman goes on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
She goes on vacation in Spain. Okay, she's British, so, you know.
Well, I think they vacation in Spain.
They vacation around Europe. It's a little easier for them. Takes a vacation in Spain. She books this hotel from one of these booking-type websites. Not booking.com, but, you know, a hotel booking website. And she gets over there, and as soon as she gets there, she notices that the guy working at this hotel is being a little too friendly with her. She thinks it's a little too much. Okay. And he even starts trying to kind of ask her out. And she's got her kid with her.
Mm-hmm.
And he even tries to ask her out.
She should be happy that someone asked her out.
Well, you know.
Got a kid.
And she says later she got a boyfriend, but he wasn't there. So, yeah, you know. I mean, not only does he ask her out, he says, like, your kid can come. He later says, oh, you bring your kid. Which she thought was even weirder, but... You know, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. So, because if he had now, she'd say, no one ever talks to me. You know, single mom, woe is me. Anyhow, this guy is, she thinks, hitting on her a little bit, being a little inappropriate. And she kind of tells him, like, okay, you know, I think maybe you need to back off just a little bit. You're making me uncomfortable, something along those lines. Then she sees that she's got a new subscriber to her OnlyFans.
Mm.
And she says it doesn't click at first. But the person said, oh, hey, I'm so excited to see that you're in Spain. And she's not thinking about the hotel guy. She's just thinking, oh, so did you see me at the airport? You know, where are you?
Right.
And this guy responds and he says, no, I'm working at the hotel. I'm the, you know, basically the guy that you've been turning down.
One of these, please?
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
So now she feels like she's really uncomfortable. Now, look, I don't have an OnlyFans, but
is that green apple whiskey?
You got an OnlyFans. Yeah,
that's
this
gonna
one's
be something.
This one's apple.
Mm.
You got the OnlyFans. I mean, been weirder stuff than this, right? Than someone following you, paying, subscribing, and you happen to be staying at a hotel. I get it. It's not all that professional. But from the entire story,
my question is, how did he find it?
So, she thinks that when she booked the reservation originally, that he had her information. So, when he saw her and thought she was attractive, he had her information, looked her up, and says, okay, like, here's everything, you know, that I know about her from staying at this hotel, and then somehow finds out that she's got an OnlyFans.
Now, how did he find that out?
She probably advertised it on her social media or something like that.
You
know? I don't know. But somehow he found it. And that's just it. I mean, if she was advertising on social media that she's got an OnlyFans.
Yeah, then, what's the big deal?
Right. Also, she doesn't complain to the hotel staff that I can see anywhere in the story. Not at least while any of this is happening. So, he subscribes to her OnlyFans. Like I say, takes her a minute, but then she realizes that it's him. So, she's actually posted a screenshot here of some of their correspondence once he subscribed. And he says, please don't say anything. Will not bother you. Just wanted to see you for a meeting, coffee, or something. Not more. Trust me.
Trust.
Trust. Always trust, trust me. She says, well, it's not professional at all. You should not do that with your hotel guests.
What are you talking about? You have an OnlyFans.
But she's a hotel guest? That's what I'm saying.
No, you still have an OnlyFans.
I don't. Well, he's asking her out.
No. Yeah. You're going to ask people out.
I feel like you can ask people out. Now, maybe you shouldn't ask people out through staying at your hotel. I don't know. I don't do guest services.
All I know is I took that job as a room service guy in high school for that reason.
That's the whole reason you
thought I was going to get lucky.
Right. That someone's going to answer the door
never
in a
did.
Robe.
Not once. And well, so, well, somebody right. did answer the door in a robe was a dude.
Right. That's how
that's the only time it ever happened. He's like, you want to come in and have this pizza with me? And I'm like, Jesus, man.
He invited you in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was like, all right.
Well, you know.
I've been praying.
It's close. Maybe I wasn't clear with God.
Yeah. You're not an unattractive older man.
Right. So.
He's tan. And I just remember thinking, like, of course. It's only going to be dudes who ask me in here. There's never going to be, like, it's not in the movies where, like, a lady opens up the door and she's like, oh, would you like some of this pizza? Like, of course not. Only dudes do that.
Yep.
Only dudes do that. So I quit the job, like, 3 months later.
Yeah. I mean, there's only so much you can take. I remember we've asked people in the past, if you're a delivery person, have you ever experienced anything like this? And there's people who've done it for years, UPS drivers, pizza delivery,
mm-hmm.
and there's so few stories out there of someone that said, like, an attractive person answered the door, and I mm-hmm. didn't think, you know, now I see these people doing it, and they're, like, tricking you for TikTok. So if a girl does answer the door, and she's like, hey, you're yeah. worried that you're getting yeah. made fun of on TikTok now, you can't even trust it.
Now, bartender.
A little different story. A little different story.
Sad ladies yeah. come in there that are still attractive, but divorced or whatever, and, you know, low self-esteem for whatever reason, and here I am.
They don't have to have low self-esteem.
Here I am.
That's why they're
I'm
there.
Just telling, well, if they're with me, they have low self-esteem.
That's what I'm saying. They don't have to.
To be with me, they might have, you know. You ain't starting
hard,
at the top.
Too hard on yourself.
You ain't starting at the top, but so, I will pour you, you know, that. I'm a heavy pour with that Chardonnay.
You better be.
Right? All so, right, Brenda? Hey, that guy who left you.
What an idiot.
I bet you regrets that decision now. And if he doesn't, I just let you know I would. Anyway, if you need anything, let me know.
I've said something like that before.
Of course.
Yeah. What an idiot. He has no idea what he's done, what he's missing out on. I can't believe it.
Just sticks around the movies. While you talk for a little bit, you know. You're at a restaurant bar, so it closes at 12, around 11:30. There's nobody in there, you know. Your bar manager is your buddy because you're the bartender, so you're like, hey, you mind if I have a glass with you?
Boom.
There you go.
That's really the whole reason to get into the service industry, too. I mean, there's other reasons.
Then you send all the pictures money, to your husband so he can use them in divorce court.
Well, that helps, too. There you go.
Make that money, son.
This woman is not happy that this guy's hitting on her, and she says, look, it's not professional at all. So he responds, because remember, she said... you should not be doing that in the hotel. And he says, I'm not doing. But you are really sexy. I did just that. My apologies.
You're really sexy. I did just that.
My apologies.
And where is he from? Why is he talking like that?
Well, that's how he typed it. So maybe if they're in Spain. Is he Spanish? I don't know.
He could just type like me.
Could be that he's just a fast typer, but...
doesn't care.
You know, we could guess that he's Spanish since that's where she's at. He says, usually I'm not doing good, but could not resist to that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then he says, I am deciding person and not stalker. I think he meant to say a decent person.
Oh, there you go.
I am deciding person and not stalker. Just wanted to feel how is meeting with a star. And then he ends that with an emoji. It's not just a smiley face. It's the drooling tongue out, you know, smiley face. Ah, meeting a star. Okay. So I guess she doesn't like that. She says, please just drop it. But he eventually brings something up to the room. She goes out, I guess her and her son are, you know, exploring the city, whatever they're doing. She comes back up to the room. He has left this bottle of wine and some sort of an apology note. Mm. It doesn't specify exactly what's in that note, but she thought that he was still trying to hit on her a little bit. And she thought, okay, this guy came in the room. Because obviously this note is from him. So now he's coming in the room. She felt uncomfortable. So she takes her son's iPad and she sets it up to record. And she puts it just on a table and it records straight down the hallway towards the front door of the hotel room. And it did not take long before, when she was going back and watching this video, before she saw that this guy came back into the room. He is now picking up her underwear.
Mm.
He is taking a G-string thong, sniffing it, and took one of them and stuffed it in his back pocket.
Yeah.
He sniffed them several times.
Mm-hmm.
He carries on snooping around. I don't know what he was looking for. Ma'am, he found it. He was looking for exactly, like, I don't know what he was looking for. He's putting underwear in his pocket.
Well, other That's stuff, you know, other for. Sexy stuff.
Sure, but I mean, we've got a basic idea of what he's in there looking for. He's not there necessarily to steal cash. As he leaves, he sniffs everything one more time, and then
just wanna make sure.
Puts them in his back pocket. Like, I better get another a sniff pair? Before I get back. Yeah, I guess he's grabbing more. I don't know if he's pulling the same pair back out. It sounds like he took more than one pair, though.
Mm.
She says, it was crazy. I wasn't expecting something like that. Mm. She said that the experience left her feeling horrible, really violated, and scared. So she's done with her stay. And she complains to the...
Ladies.
This is exactly why I opened this up for this.
Because you want to get me in trouble.
But have someone sniffing your underwear when you're not there and they took it with you.
How does that make you feel violated? Like, I understand somebody, but you're also... It's not like they broke into your house.
Well, that's... She says this... What if he had come in the room?
But he didn't.
Like, while she was there.
It was a hotel room.
Right. What if he came in the room while I was there?
Panties. Like, I get it. It's not ideal.
Maybe he did come in the room while I was asleep.
They should comp your room and, you know...
That's the end of the story. They do not. They do not.
Give you free hotel rooms for a year or something.
Yes.
Like, you shouldn't be subject to that. But don't tell me you now got to go to therapy because somebody sniffed your panties when you weren't around. Like, if somebody just said, hey, we caught Snow Cone and he was sniffing your old shorts in your office, we have him on camera, I wouldn't be like...
Right.
I can't.
But we're not women. It's different somehow.
When they're like, do you want to see it? I'm like, I don't think I can look. I mean, that's a violation of me. I'd like, come on. The dude just sniffed your panties.
If
whatever.
You're saying that you're worried that he did come in the room the night before while you were sleeping was sniffing you,
really?
Okay,
that's
scary.
Something.
Yeah.
That's scary. That's
but
it.
The actual act of just sniffing your underwear and putting them in your back pocket, in his back pocket.
But also, you're staying there with your kid. Like, is he going to come back?
Look, hey, no. Hey, I'm not saying all that stuff is bad.
Yeah.
And so if you want to call the hotel, get them fired, be like, hey, you can't be going into people's rooms when they're not supposed to be there.
Of course.
But the idea that I now need some... I have trauma. Because someone I don't know sniffed my panties when I wasn't there is lunacy. It's lunacy. It's
shouldn't
Papalazzi would say. Rub some dirt on it and walk it off. You're going to be okay, kid.
Well, apparently, so she complains as she's left. She's finished her stay. She complains to the hotel. The hotel fires this guy, but the hotel says two things. One, we didn't file a police report because you didn't say anything about it while you were here. You waited till you'd left. So then they say, two, we're not going to comp your room or give you free gift certificates or anything because you didn't complain until it was all over. It reminds me of the restaurant. You ate the whole thing.
Right, yeah.
And then you complained about the way that it tasted. I can't believe the hotel would say that when she's got video. No, that part's absurd. You've got video of your employee going in there sniffing
give
it
and
stealing.
Give her comps for hotels,
then
whatever.
Pay her back whatever she spent on the hotel. And then comp her if she wants to come back in the future, which I doubt that she will. But what you don't need is word getting out that you're like, well, you didn't say anything.
Right.
You stayed the whole stay.
It's like, all right, fine.
No, I'd like to know that if I go to a hotel where employees get caught going into rooms, sniffing socks and underwear and taking them with them.
Sniffing socks?
Yeah, well, you said something about Snow Cone. And when guys get caught sniffing dude stuff, it's always socks and...
Mm.
Yeah, there's been a few of those stories. Remember the guy that was going in?
I gave you that bag of shoes. You're just in your car?
Just snuffing it.
off, smelling old Adidas's of mine.
More Church of Laszlo on the way.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Yo.
We're getting ready to do the news, guys. Big news. Be scared. I told you to be scared the other day. Be even more scared today because things just got... A whole hell of a lot.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. What you and your family need to know to stay safe. You're going to want to listen to us Doomscrolling. Also, this talk, I need you guys to explain to me more about this. I overheard you two talking about the equity stakes in football teams. And how it's like the NFL is like the last league to do this. Uh-huh. I need you guys to explain it to me and how it works because I don't really understand. I know it's huge news and I feel like it's something that I should know. Also, man, oh man. Laszlo's never going to believe one of these stories that I have today. It's an actual news story. It's been printed in actual news outlets. This is a true thing that actually happened. And it's just crazy because we have kind of a personal connection to a story just like this. And I don't know if you guys saw it or not. I'll give you a clue. It involves someone peeing on someone. Anyone see this story? Any ideas what I'm talking about?
No.
Okay. Well, it's trust me. It's a good one. It's a real good one. So we'll doom scroll. I'll tell you about the piss and all that other stuff coming up next.
Up next, speaking in tongues.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.